It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, March 15th, 2021. And today is actually the Ides of March. You've probably heard that term, the Ides of March, because it is the day Roman statesman Julius Caesar was assassinated. And those immortal words, "Beware the Ides of March," that we all are pretty familiar with, I think, were uttered in William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar to the leader by a fortune teller. Ides in general, though, are actually days on the Roman calendar. They mark the 15th day of the months of March, May, July, or October, or the 13th day of any other month in the ancient Roman calendar. So the Ides of March is not actually the only Ides of the year, so something to think about as on those other months of May. You can say beware the Ides of May, if you like, and you would be accurate in terms of that being a month that has Ides in it. Well, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We've got 4 inbounders. We have a total of 15 ships today. 4 inbounders, 5 in our Astoria anchorages, and 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. In our marine weather forecast, small craft advisory through this afternoon. Northwest winds today, 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 25. Wind waves from the northwest, 5 feet at 6 seconds apart. Northwest swells, 10 to 12 feet at 10 seconds, subsiding to 9 to 10 feet in the afternoon. And decreasing showers are in the forecast today. That's always nice to hear. And today we're going to be talking about an interesting facet about life at sea. On ships is that there's a special jargon that is spoken on ships that's called sea speak. It's based on English, but it is a kind of an international language sort of shortcuts that people who are not necessarily all speaking the same language, there are many people from different countries on ships all around the world, and many of them that come in here to the Columbia. So there's sort of a common language of the kind of jargon, the kind of terms and things that people talk about on ships, especially related to navigation and time and other things that are related to safety. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. Well, let's take a look at who's coming and going on the river today. Our first arrival in the river is the Cherry Dream. She probably came into the Astoria anchorage around 6:30 this morning from China, and she will be going upriver eventually to pick up soda ash. Next inbound is the Efficiency OL. She's arriving from Seattle, headed for Vancouver's anchorage, but she's going to the Port of Portland eventually to pick up soda ash. Probably will pass Astoria inbound around 9:30 a.m. and be in Portland by about 3:30 p.m. The SM Mumbai is a container ship arriving from Seattle. She'll pass Astoria inbound around 3:30 p.m. and be at the Port of Portland by about 9:30 tonight. The Taurus Leader is arriving from Richmond, headed for the Vancouver anchorage upriver. She's a car carrier with Honda's inbound, maybe Ford's outbound when she does leave Portland. And she will pass Astoria inbound around 3:30 p.m. And you might see her in the Vancouver anchorage by about 9:30. And eventually she will go to the Port of Portland. In our Astoria anchorage, we have the Aries Karin. She is headed to Kalama to pick up wheat, left at about 7 a.m., probably be there about noontime. The Cherry Dream is headed to Portland from the anchorage, leaving around 10 a.m., probably arriving at the Port of Portland by about 4 p.m. She's picking up soda ash. The PPS Salmon is awaiting orders in the anchorage, along with the Arsinoe. And both of those ships will ultimately go upriver to pick up wheat. In our outbounders, the Sahel Al-Khor is leaving Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board around noontime. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 5 o'clock. The Sunbelt Spirit is leaving Portland with Toyotas on board, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The Heroic Ace is leaving Vancouver with Subarus on board. She's a car carrier, so look for a very high-sided, blocky-looking vessel. That is actually, those car carriers are all like big floating parking garages. Leaving at 3 p.m., she'll probably pass Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The Aristides is leaving Portland with wheat on board at about 5:30 p.m., She'll take about 6 hours to get past Astoria outbound. The Alcyonis is leaving Vancouver from a berth that handles break bulk cargo, big pieces of things, things like steel, maybe lumber. Also, occasionally yachts come in for delivery. They're carried across the sea on ships. So I've known a few people who have bought boats and picked them up at the Port of Vancouver when they were delivered by ship. And the HSL Perth is leaving Kalama with wheat on board, at about 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. Let's talk about sea speak. One interesting aspect of life at sea is the fact that mariners come from many different nations with many different languages. Because it's really important to be able to communicate with other people for safety reasons at sea, the maritime industry developed an official language of the seas that is used on all merchant vessels, and it's called sea speak. Sea speak is based on English. In the 1960s, the United States and the United Kingdom dominated ocean ship traffic, and 80% of ships' crews were native English speakers. So SeaSpeak was developed in 1983 by a group of linguists and shipping experts who created a new system of communication called SeaSpeak that was based on English. It was chosen as the principal lexicon because at the time, English was the most common language spoken on ships. And also importantly, it was a language of civil aviation, so it was also spoken on aircraft all over the world. SeaSpeak remains the international maritime language, and it defines the rules of how to talk on a ship's radio, for instance. The number of words is limited to make sure that messages and conversations are short and clear. There are about 8 words called message markers that precede each sentence, and these words are advice, answer, information, instruction, intention, question, request, and warning. And you might also hear someone say the phrase, say again, if they don't understand something that was said over the radio. And radio is a very important way for ships to communicate with one another at sea. An important rule of SeaSpeak is that numbers made up of 2 or more digits are spoken in single digits. For example, the number 33 is spoken as 33, and the time 9:33. Is spoken as 0933. That's for 9:33 in the morning. Coordinated Universal Time, the primary time standard or international time scale by which the world regulates clocks and time, is always used at sea. Most ships use the metric system, so wave heights and other measurements are in meters. Ships run on 24-hour time, so hours are expressed in hundreds, like 0700 hours is 7 a.m., noon is 1200 hours, and 2 p.m., for instance, is 1400 hours. That way, you never have to say a.m. and p.m., which can make for more confusion in radio transmissions. Speeds are expressed in knots, or nautical miles per hour. So overall, the system is designed to make communications uniform and simple. And that is the story of SeaSpeak. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.